Happy New Year. The older I get, the more I appreciate the season of Advent. Two things have been sticking in my mind since I've been preparing for today. Number one, there is a sense of urgency in Advent. These first couple weeks and the last 2 weeks of the previous liturgical year, we hear about the end times, and we're told, be alert, be awake, be watchful, be prepared. There is a sense of urgency. And I guess as I've gotten older, that resonates even more, because I know that my time here on earth, I have a lot more years in my rearview mirror than I have in the windshield. And so that sense of urgency becomes even more prevalent than what it has throughout my life. But the second thing is, Advent is a season of hope. And you may think, well, that sounds contradictory. First, we're thinking about the end times. And yes, this is a good time for us to reflect upon the four last things of death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And you may say, well, where's the hope in that? We reflect and meditate on the four last things, not out of a spirit of fear, but out of a spirit of love and of hope. We have not been left orphaned. If you think about all those years when these people would try to get on TV by holding up a sign at an NFL football game, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That's the gift we are celebrating during Advent. And we have been equipped to become saints. Holy Mother Church, in her wisdom, has taken the deposit of faith and safeguarded it and handed it down one generation after the next. And when I say deposit of faith, I am talking about sacred scripture, sacred tradition, and the magisterial teaching authority of the church. It's all wrapped up and it has been given to us. We are equipped. As St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 6, he says, put on the full armor of God. That's why we're people of hope. And Holy Mother Church, once again in her wisdom, gives us the liturgical calendar every year where we celebrate salvation history. We hit the high points of the life of Jesus. We celebrate the life of the saints who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. We are able to be equipped to be saints of God ourselves. The question is, are we responding to that invitation? And you think about the different seasons of the church. The season of Advent and the season of Lent have very distinct characteristics, but there is still an underlying thread of that call to conversion. Advent is a time of waiting and expectation. Lent is more penitential. And if you think about on Ash Wednesday, the first reading from the book of the prophet Joel, we are told, return to the Lord your God with your whole heart. God doesn't just want part of us. God wants us to be all in. And if you listen to the words in Advent, be awake, be alert, be watchful, be prepared, be all in. And so here at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, we are going to kick off Advent with gusto. We are going to have a parish mission right out the gate. Actually starts with this homily. And so part of my years of ministry, so I've been ordained 26 years, and I have been invited to be a guest preacher at many different parishes. And anytime I get invited back a second time, I start off by asking the same question. Now, it has a little bit different dynamic here since I am assigned as a deacon here and you see me on a more regular basis. But it was 2 years ago in 2023 when I did the Advent Parish Mission the last time. So you've had 2 years. And so the question that I ask when I go back to visit someplace is the same question I'm going to ask you right now. Are you any closer to God right now than you were 2 years ago when we had the Advent Parish Mission? If not, why not? You see, the urgency of Advent is that call to conversion, and it's right here, right now. You see, we're either growing closer to God or we're growing farther apart. There is no standing still. If we're standing still, we're dead. And so when I ask you the question, are you any closer to God now than you were 2 years ago, if you even had to hesitate to answer yes, today's the day I invite you to enter into that conversion experience with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. You see, if you're not willing to make that commitment right here, right now, what makes you think you're going to be willing to make that commitment tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 2 years from now? The time is now. None of us know the day nor the hour. If you answered, yes, I am closer to God today than I was 2 years ago, if I asked you to detail that out for me, could you do it? Could you give me your testimony as to how you've grown in the last 2 years? Why is that important? Because I want people to be able to see Jesus in us and through us. But I also want us to be faithful witnesses. The world needs our witness. And if you get an opportunity to share your testimony with someone, I want you to be able to do that and help them encounter Christ because of your experience of God's grace and love in your own life. Picture a three-legged stool. Prayer, study, action. If I asked you today, how is your prayer life deeper than it was 2 years ago? Tell me about it. If I asked you, what have you studied over the last 2 years to become more knowledgeable? And once again, as I have said in the past, I don't want you to study just to become smart. I want you to study to become holy, to know about God so that you know God. Can you tell me what you've done in the last 2 years to come to a greater depth of knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Action. We are not simply good humanitarians. Our good works are compelled by our faith, by our prayer, by our study. Faith without works is dead. What have you done in the last 2 years to build up the kingdom of God in your life? Over these next 3 nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, I want to look at some of these things in regard to bearing good fruit. That's what I've entitled the parish mission, bearing good fruit. Sacred Scripture says bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. That is what we want to be doing on a regular basis. And so Monday night, we'll look at plowing. Tuesday night, sowing. Wednesday night, reaping. And I want to look at it from two different perspectives. One, how are we growing ourselves as individuals? But two, how are we impacting our circle of influence? Are you bringing your family members and friends closer to God by the way that you live? How are you impacting your fellow parishioners, your coworkers, your classmates? My dear people, it matters how we live. And if you hear anything in this message of Advent, it's the urgency to be holy. And we want to start right here, right now. So what am I asking of you? I am asking you to commit to 1 hour, 3 nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. right here in church. Due to the gracious hospitality of some parishioners, we will also offer a meal from 5 to 5:45 in Seton Hall. We will then have a 15-minute transition period to get to church. We will start promptly at 6 p.m. I am asking you for 3 hours of your time, 1 hour each night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What is the commitment that I am making to you? Number one, I have prayed for you. I have shared with you in the past that many years ago, I had someone tell me, you have no right to preach or to teach anyone unless you have first prayed for them. From that moment on in my ministry, anytime I put a speaking engagement on my calendar, I began praying for the people that would be in attendance. We put this parish mission on my calendar on March 12th. I have been praying for you every day for 8.5 months. God is going to move powerfully in our midst because my hope is in Jesus Christ, and that hope does not disappoint. So commitment number one that I make to you, I have prayed for you diligently. Commitment number two, I have prayed for myself in my preparations. I have done some study. I have done some praying with these scripture verses about plowing, sowing, and reaping. I have asked God to help me to be docile to the movement of the Holy Spirit in my life during my preparations and as well during my presentations. If I have to throw my script out and just follow what the Holy Spirit tells me, so be it. Because I don't want you just to hear my words. I want you to hear God speaking to you in the depths of your heart to lead you to holiness. That's what this is about. Third commitment I make to you is a practical one. I am asking you to give 1 hour each night. I will end in 1 hour or a few minutes less. I will be punctual. I know it's a school night. I know it's a work night. When I ask you to make a commitment, I will honor your time by ending on time. Finally, a lot of times when people go to a parish mission, they experience that conversion calling and they want to go to the sacrament of penance. They want to go to confession. Our priests have agreed to make themselves available on Wednesday night after the mission is over to hear confessions. We will also have prayer teams on Wednesday night after it's over. I always ask to have that if possible because I am a firm believer in the scripture verse where Jesus said, where two or more gather together in my name, I am there in your midst. When we have prayer teams, you can come up and ask for prayer about something specific. Maybe you're battling an illness, lost your job, whatever it is. Or maybe you just want to make it vague in general. I want to grow in patience. I want to just be holier. You know, whatever it is that you have a desire to be prayed for, because what is important here is not just that the prayer team is going to pray for you, they are going to pray with you. And God has assured us of his presence in that gathering. So my dear people, I encourage you, I beg you, invest in yourself this week. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It will be time well spent with God. Satan sometimes has ways of trying to deter us from showing up. That can come in a lot of different ways. I simply ask you during the next few days, anytime a doubt starts creeping into your mind about showing up for the parish mission, get rid of the doubt by using the refrain of today's responsorial psalm. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.